It's a hat that has two attachments on it. One is a tusk brush and one is for tusk paste. And it applies the tusk paste to the tusk brush on its own. And then it brushes your teeth for you while you look fancy in your top hat.
Yeah, why the top hat? Because for me, a baseball cap would have done.
Oh, no, it's for the fancy man.
It's not for your everyman.
No, only the fancy man can have the toothbrush hat.
Right, okay. How do you come up with this idea, Sam?
Well, basically, I was just sat in front of my hearth, which I have aligned with hats, and I was brushing my teeth in my leather armchair, and I was thinking about my favourite recreational activities, which are wearing hats and brushing my teeth. So I combined the two. I thought I could save so much time by doing both in one and then have my hands free to do something else.
Thinking of a lot of other recreational activities that immediately spring to mind. In terms of your hat collection, is it quite an extensive one, Sam?
Oh, yes, definitely. Very extensive. I have pretty much nearly every hat known to man.
Does it work?
Of course it works.
But I'm just saying, I don't quite see what are the electronics involved in A, the squirting of toothpaste directly onto the toothbrush without it covering your face?
It is all highly precisely tuned so
Really?
that everything works flawlessly every single time.
Okay.
Every time.
But really? Because it kind of
Yeah,
looks like it might go wrong to me.
definitely.
I'll be honest.
No, definitely. Every single time it's perfect.
Is every morning a
Well,
toothbrush hat
no.
morning in your world, Sam?
Definitely. It saved me so much time
How
every morning.
much?
Well, 3 minutes. But yeah, it's definitely worth the extra 3 minutes every morning.
I kind of like the idea of it. I like the. But how on earth do you win £10,000 for inventing it? Because, fair play, it's an invention. I don't know whether it's going to be
Yeah.
massively marketable, but it's an invention.
I'm sure it will take off.
Genuine, put in the side. I don't know. There appears to be a comedic side to you, Sam. I'm going to be honest. But putting that to one side, did you genuinely think this is a goer?
Yeah, I honestly think this is a great idea. I think this has a very big market. If, on average, it would save approximately 70 days of time over the course of a human lifetime.
I just don't know what I would do with those 70 days.
Well, you have 70 more days to do whatever you wish because you don't have to brush your teeth anymore.
I kind of like the sort of the relaxing sort of, I don't know, it's almost a hypnotic state you get into when you are brushing your teeth, though. I might miss that. I might miss my
That is
3 minutes of
precisely
downtime.
why you combine it with wearing hats because they both give the same sort of hypnotic state. Just imagine sitting in front of a fire whilst wearing a hat
Why are you in
that
front of the
brushes your
fire?
teeth for you.
What is it with the hearth? No one cleans their teeth in front of a
Oh,
hearth.
if you don't have a hearth with a leather armchair, you need to get one.
What, you must have a spittoon by the side of your sofa, do you?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Oh, wow, okay. I'm getting a very big image of your living room, if nothing else, Sam. I think you need to diversify the hat, though. I think just the top hat, I think you're going niche. I think maybe a bowler might be the way forward if you're
I'm
not willing to
thinking if
slum
it
it.
branches out,
Yeah.
sombrero
Oh,
is a good
sombrero, good
move.
call. Oh, that would work well.
And possibly a trilby.
Could you adapt the you're talking of sombreros there. My mind has immediately gone to the beer hats that you kind of see at American sporting events. Could you adapt that to have a water system where you could also rinse and save even more time? And can I claim that as some sort
Wow.
of patented? Hang on.
That
Let
is.
me get a disclaimer on this if you're going to use this. I'm having
That is
10%.
truly genius.
Thank you.
I think we should develop a partnership here.
I don't. Okay, good. Can I get 5 grand?
No, on the profits of the newly developed product, which is a totally separate one from
Oh, really? Okay. I can't have any of your 10 grand.
Intellectual
I can
property.
see the way this partnership is going to work. We were talking to Steve, who was doing the sport earlier on. He suggested maybe you could add a face scratcher, maybe even a handkerchief attachment, a nose blower as well.
Yeah, it's all possible, but those things only take a matter of seconds, where 3 minutes is a substantial amount of time, I would say, in your morning.
Did you ever
Three
used to
minutes
watch
is
it? Did you
fairly
ever used to watch
large.
the TV show Inspector Gadget? Because
Yes.
I think they may be on the phone to you. I think there may be some copyright issues.
No, there's no copyright issues.
Sam, is this going to be developed into a product? Because you have got the 10 grand now. What are you going to use the 10 grand for?
Well, I was going to use the money to look into other prototypes and marvellous ideas I come up with, which currently I can't disclose.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, yeah. I've kind of blown mine by saying it on air, but yeah, I'll be in touch, Sam. We can sort this out together and we can get a way of rinsing as well as cleaning teeth together, okay?
Yeah, I think we should look into this.
Good man, Sam.